Well, greetings to each one of you, and we're glad to come around the Word together again. And let's read, for our Old Testament reading, let's read out of the book of Deuteronomy. And let's read out of chapter 6, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6. Whenever I read Deuteronomy, I feel the passion of Moses. Because this is Deuteronomy means kind of the second round, the second go around. And you know, Moses, and he's nearing his death. And I feel like he's, you know, just very, very passionate about what he says. And certainly Deuteronomy ends with the death of Moses. So let's read chapter 6 together. Starting at verse 1. Now these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that ye might do them in the land whither ye go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee, thou and thy son and thy son's sons, son's son, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Hear therefore, O Israel, and observe to do it, that it might be well with thee, and that ye may increase mightily, as the Lord God of thy fathers hath promised thee, in the land that floweth with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. And it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which he sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not, and houses full of all good things, which thou fillest not, and wells digged, which thou diggest not, vineyards and olive trees, which thou plantest not. When thou shalt have eaten and be full, then be aware, lest thou forget the Lord, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage, that thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and shall swear by his name. Ye shall not go after other god of the gods of the people which are round about you. For the Lord thy God is a jealous God among you, lest the fear of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee. I'm sorry, lest the anger of the Lord thy God be kindled against thee, and destroy thee from off the face of the earth. Ye shall not tempt the Lord your God, as ye tempted him in Massa. Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, and his testimonies, and his statutes, which he hath commanded thee. And thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to cast out all thine enemies from before thee, as the Lord has spoken. And when thy son asketh thee in times to come, saying, what mean the testimonies and statutes and judgments which the Lord our God hath commanded you? Then thou shalt say unto thy son, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders, great and sore, upon Egypt, upon Pharaoh, and upon all his household before our eyes. And he brought us out from thence, that he might bring us in and give us the land which he sware unto our fathers. And the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God, for our good always, that he might preserve us alive, as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness, if we observe to do all these commandments before the Lord our God, as he hath commanded us. Well, let's sing a hymn together. Let's sing hymn 131, Exaltation, hymn number 131. Just want to repeat that first verse because it's be the cry of our heart. O thou holy one, great and merciful, Lord of all. That's awesome. You know, he's the Lord of all. God is the Lord of all. And he's creator. And that's really remarkable too. The creator of the heavens and the earth, creator of each one of us. Thee we are nearing. I like that. You know, as we kneel with God, we're nearing. We want to near this great and holy one, the merciful Lord, the blessings desiring. You know, maybe we should just pray it, right? Well, we will. We'll pray it. But blessings desiring, help us. Help us, Lord Jehovah, or Jehovah. And, you know, that's exactly how I feel. You know, that I need the Lord's help, and he's so great and far above us. But let's kneel to this great Lord. Father, it is humbling to think of Thee. It's humbling to remind ourselves that Thou art the great and the holy one. And Lord, we are so thankful that Thou art the merciful Lord, and not just of us, but the Lord of all. And Father, we know that that's Thy desire is that the nations will praise Thee. Let all the nations praise Thee and honor Thee, because, Lord, that Thou art Lord of all. And we thank Thee and praise Thee that Thou art Lord of all and Creator. Father, it just amazes our heart and amazes our mind that Thou art Creator God. And even as we saw the moon last night in the sky, and Father, we just stand amazed at Thy creation for a multitude of reasons: the stars and the moon and the galaxies and the billions of galaxies, and it's amazing to us, Lord. And we thank Thee that Thou art Creator. And Lord, Thee we are nearing, and Father, in Thy presence is fullness of joy. At Thy right hand are pleasures forevermore. And Lord, even Thy word says, draw near to God, and He will draw near to Thee. And so, Father, our desire is to draw near to Thee, to come close to Thy throne, to come close to Thy presence, and Father, to even to see Thee face to face. And we think of even Moses as a the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a friend speaks to a friend. So we thank Thee, Lord, that Thou art our friend even today, and our Father and our Savior and our God and our Lord. And it is humbling, Lord, to come before Thee and to draw near to Thee, because we know that even in Scripture, anyone that drew near to even an angel or to Thee, Lord Jesus, so often there was the humbling and the falling and bowing down and kneeling before Thee and humbling themselves before Thee. And Father, I know we can think about this, and yet we fully don't understand it. But Father, we're glad we can come near Thy throne, and we're glad for Thy invitation, Lord, that Thou dost invite us to come boldly. That's a strong word, to come boldly into the throne of God, that You may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. So, Father, we need Thee. We need Thee every hour, and we need Thee now, and blessings desiring. Father, I guess we desire Thy blessing. We certainly do. But, Lord, we desire also, as the psalmist says, to bless Thee. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. So, Father, we do just we do desire Thy blessings, Thy help and Thy strength and Thy mercy and Thy grace and Thy forgiveness, Thy restoring our life from destruction, for crowning us with loving kindness. Father, thanks for putting the crown of love on our head even as we approach Thee, and to crown us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Father, we sense that. We thank Thee for that, and we love Thee because of that. So thanks, as we do desire Thy blessing, Lord, but we desire to bless Thee also. And then help us, Jehovah. And Jehovah God, just do please help us. We're poor and needy. And we, even as Solomon said, we don't know whether to go in or come out. We don't know whether to decide this or decide that. We don't know whether to go left or right many times. We don't know whether to go up or down many times, or stop or go. Father, there's decisions in life, and we need Thee. We need Thy help. Help us, Lord. Give us wisdom from above. Give us strength from Thy hand and direction. And Father, So thanks for this time. Thanks for this hymn too, that really describes our heart. And we could read on, but the verse 1 is just very good. So we thank thee, Lord, for that. So, Lord, we do pray for those in Sunday school and the teachers, Lord, as they sow thy word, may it be fruitful. Thanks for the four young people that were baptized last week. What a blessing that was, Lord. And we ask that thy spirit would fill them and direct them, even as Brother Ken prayed last week about this time. Just thy prayer a blessing upon them. And God, that thou will lead and guide Chloe and Caleb and Tatton and Drew. Father, because we know that he that hath begun a good work in them and in us will perform it to the day of Christ. So, Lord, just carry that out and grow them in thy likeness. We thank thee for their hearts and that they were the firstborn of each family. So help that trickle down and that their siblings would come to thee and follow thee and be laborers for thee, to be kingdom-minded laborers, Lord, that as our desire would be. And Father, we think of this up-and-coming Wednesday when Brother Ken will share. Pray, Lord, that thou wouldst give him wisdom and the right words to say and to just to teach and instruct and encourage and rebuke and correct our fellowship here, our church here. So give Brother Ken wisdom. And then we're, again, looking forward to next Sunday. Prepare the hearts of those hundreds of women that at the prison, Lord, as song will go out and words will go out, words will be spoken. We pray for the blessing on those words, Lord. We know that thy word does not return void, and we pray that that would be true even next Sunday. We thank thee for the ministry in the past. We just pray for it again this next Sunday, Lord, that hearts would be touched. Lord, that thy will be done. And so, again, Lord, we pray for Lemuel, too, and his leadership there. And just, God, just grant thy hand of blessing upon that, upon the day. So even as we pray, just, you know, thy blessing we desire. And certainly that's true there. So, God, we're thankful. We're thankful for thy word. We're thankful for Moses that was thy friend and listened to thee and talked to thee. And Lord, that we have thy recorded word. So as we look in the New Testament, bless our time there. And we commit it all to thee in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks, brother.
Let's read out of St. John in the New Testament. Let's read out chapter 12, St. John chapter 12. Before we read this, we read in Deuteronomy 6, we read the great commandment, the first and the great commandment, and we certainly remember that, is that we are to love the Lord our God with all our heart and soul and mind and strength. And this is certainly an example of this playing out. You know, what does that look like, to love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength? And John chapter 12, verse 1, describes this. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus, and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of ointment. Then saith one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, which should betray him, Why was not this ointment sold for 300 pence and given to the poor? This he said, not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief and had the bag and bare what was put therein. Then said Jesus, let her alone. Against the day of my bearing has she kept this. For the poor always you have with you, but me ye have not always. Now let's stop. Let's stop reading there. We've got lots of good truths here. But again, we see Mary and I really like those girls. Don't you like Mary? I mean, don't you like her for her heart, and don't you like her for her perspective? I do. And when you think of Mary and this story here, that she's willing to do whatever it takes for Jesus. You know, do you think Mary regretted this one little bit? If she'd have said, Judas, do you think I should spend the money on Jesus? What would Judas have said? Oh, no. Please don't spend that money. It's not worth it. We could help the poor. And I think of Jesus right in front of Mary, and what a tribute. I love this. I love Mary's heart, that she was willing to take, very likely, I don't know, could have been her savings, could have been her dowry, it was very precious to her. She took something that was very, very precious, and she's willing to give that to Jesus. And after Jesus died, Jesus died what? This is 6 days before the Passover. This is his last week of his life. Of course, Mary didn't know that, but I just love the fact that Mary is willing to give that. I guess the older I get too, and this is just something I've thought about off and on, but I've got to keep in perspective in my own life, because one of these days I'm going to be gone, and it doesn't matter if I got 10 bucks in my pocket or 20 bucks in my pocket or 40 bucks in my pocket, does it? Doesn't matter anything. And I think, sometimes I tell my wife, I don't think we can afford that. Let's not do that right now. It may not be time to spend some money on that. Let's just save it. Save it for a rainy day. sometimes I think that way. But you know what? Why don't I lavish a little bit of that on my wife? Now, fortunately, she's not in the audience here today. Yes, she is. She's sitting right over there. think about that. Doesn't that kind of make sense, though, with Mary? Mary goes, I think I should save this. I'm going to save this because maybe I'll need it down the road. I'll need it maybe for retirement. I may never get married. I may need this money. And Mary said, no. I love Mary's heart. She just says, I'm going to give this. I'm going to be generous. Such a great, great heart. And what else do you think about Mary? Mary being willing to give that up. Boy, I don't like to give that up. I just like to hang on to that, I just like to kind of keep it. What else do you think about Mary? This is such a great character. Luke chapter 10. Let's look at it because it's worth looking at. Turn back to Luke 10. And by the way, I love Martha too. You know, a family would not run without a Martha. A family would not. Well, I don't know. I think these two sisters. And I don't know what Lazarus added to it, but you know, certainly Mary and Martha were. What a great combination! So go to Luke and go to the end of the chapter. Verse 38, Luke chapter 10, verse 38. And you know the story, but I think it's just good to be reminded of it. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. I love Martha. And that's what, look, and you remember what we read in verse 2 of chapter 12? And there they made him supper, and Mary served. No, Mary wasn't even thinking of serving. You know, Mary, she doesn't think of it. Here Martha received him into her house. In verse 39, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about with much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? There is nothing more frustrating than working alone when somebody else is sitting. I guarantee you. Unless you're godly, that bothers me more. That does bother me. If I'm out raking leaves and Seth's inside of the house, checking his email, just bothers me. I mean, that's one example. But Seth's a good boy. He come out and help me. A good boy. You know, I like that. But doesn't it bother you when you're doing a job and there's other people that could be helping you and they don't? They just sit. But listen, Mary wasn't just sitting. Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus. Isn't that a beautiful look? Martha was cumbered about with much serving, verse 40, and came to him. Well, 39, I was reading that again. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Or, you know, it is sometimes, what happens in our family sometimes is, you know, Ashley will be, you know, she'll get up and, maybe we have to rake leaves at in the morning, you know, rake leaves and we let her sleep in. And so Edie and I have had our devotions. We've had our breakfast and wake Ashley up and say, okay, time to rake leaves. Oh no, Dad, I'm going to go do my devotions. Go ahead and rake leaves. You and Mom, just go ahead. It's fine. I'll be out in an hour. I mean, just didn't it kind of just get you a little bit. That's, you know, I see that happening here. It's a great story. Ashley is very willing to help. I'm not picking on her, but you can see the illustration, you know how that illustration works. In fact, we did rake a lot of leaves, didn't we, Ash? So what is Mary doing? Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to his word. I think that would be, that would be one of the greatest things you could do, is sit at the feet of Jesus and just listen to his word. You say, that's what I would like to do. Question is, do you do it? You know, are you doing it? Am I doing it? Do I sit at the feet of Jesus? You know, it takes time to sit at the feet of Jesus. And you have to say no to Martha sometimes. And you have to say no to this sometimes. You got to say no to this sometimes. You just got to say no. And you got to say yes to Jesus. Jesus, I will sit at your feet. And Jesus probably wasn't hungry, but probably his disciples were hungry. You know, everybody around him, everybody's hungry. You know, when's dinner? Oh, we're just going to talk to Jesus. Come on, when are we going to eat? No, we're going to sit and talk to Jesus. I love this story. And verse 40, but Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. That's great. That's so much a real life story. But listen to Jesus' response, verse 41. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful, full of care. You're full of care. You know, you look at Martha's face. Can you see Martha's face right now? Picture it. Picture Martha. Oh, I can just see her. You know, she's just full care. And did your mother ever get full care? Or care? I mean, just a lot of worries and stress and a lot of things going on. Did you ever see your mother that way? Yeah, sometimes moms get that way. That's the way Martha was. Just, you can just picture. And then, Martha, you're full of care. You're troubled. I can see it in your face. Of course, Jesus knew the heart too, but he saw the face. But 42 is such a verse to keep in mind. But one thing. But one thing is needful. Not two, not five. Five things are needed. Five secrets to a successful life. 8 points to be a good husband. 9 ways to stay young the rest of your life and die at 52. You know, I don't know what it is. But, all these steps. One thing, you know, one thing is needful for us. And I think it's really so true. One thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her. And sitting at the feet of Jesus and listening is such. I love Mary's heart. Here she's willing to sit at the feet. She loved Jesus. And thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. What does that look like? That looks like being willing to share with others. I mean, even as Mary shared with Jesus, she did not miss that opportunity. Such a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. And then she loved to just sit and listen to Jesus. And you know, that's it's such a great thing. You know, I let me just tell you what you for an exercise that would, I know it just, it would be really amazing. Just even sitting down and listening to Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Maybe on your phone. You know, turn your phone on. I could do it right here, right now. I could turn my phone on. I could go to Matthew 5. We could play Matthew 5, 6, and 7. And when you hear those words, when you hear what Jesus says, you go, that is really good. That is needful. Just to sit at the feet of Jesus and to listen to what Jesus said. Jesus is such a good teacher. Wow, it'd be awesome. And let's share. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, okay, we will. Whew. We got time for it. We don't have much time. I thought we went 20 minutes. Well, we did start late, didn't we? No, I have to end on time. I will end on time. But go back to Deuteronomy. Just quickly, let's see the third part of loving Jesus. First is being willing to share. Second is be willing to sit, you know, sit at the feet of Jesus. And the next then is what? And Deuteronomy 6 is loaded, but we're just going to go to one part of it, starting at verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Deuteronomy 6, 4. Hear, O Israel. For you turning pages. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy might. What does that look like? It looks like what Mary demonstrated. You know, taking time with the Lord. Now, if I love my wife, what does, I don't know if that, to me that's a good connection. I love God, what does that look like? You know, well, I think it's a lot like loving your wife. Do you listen to what your wife says? Yeah. Sometimes. Most of the time. I mean, if I love Edie, I will listen to what she tells me. I will listen to the counsel she gives me, won't I? I'll listen to her suggestions. I remember her telling me early on. She says, Ron, I'd really like it if you clean the sink when you're done. Pretty simple. I have cleaned the sink every time I'm done from that day on. I listen to those words. Sometimes I say, what did you say? Sometimes I don't. But part of loving is listening, isn't it? Listening to the words. Listening to God's words. God's word. Listen to God's word. Take time in God's word. Another is remembering God. Thinking about God. I mean, imagine, you know, sending a message, just thinking about you, dear. You know, getting a message like that, just thinking about you. I just like thinking about God. Remembering special days, remembering anniversaries, remember engagement anniversaries, remembering birthdays, remember the thing. Just like God says, remember the Sabbath day, keep it holy. How do you love God? Same way you love your wife. Those simple things. And I'm not going to go on any further because we want to keep going to get to the third point. And thou shalt, okay, verse 6. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. That's part of loving God. Put God's word in your heart. Put God's, what God said, put it in your heart. I need accountability for that, I'm telling you. You know, to keep that, to keep practicing that, the accountability, keeping God's word in my heart. But then look at verse 7 and 8, and we'll stop quickly. Let's go. And thou shalt teach them, just as Jesus sat down and taught, and seeing the multitudes, that's the way Matthew 5 starts out, and seeing the multitudes, Jesus went up in the mountain. When he was set, he opened his mouth and he yawned.
Oh, I'm so tired.
No, he opened his mouth and he taught them saying, and he went on, what a wonderful teacher. The best teacher we've ever walked this earth. And thou shalt teach them, just as we listen to Jesus and it goes to our heart and we internalize and becomes part of our life because we love God. That's part of loving God, is taking his words, just like with our wife, and putting them into our hearts and remembering them. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children. You think of this and say, this is so awesome. I'm going to teach it to my children. And I'm going to talk about it when I sit in my house and when I walk by the way, when I lie down, when I rise up. Well, what time is, that's all the time. And I think about this. You talk about it when you sit at your house. I think of breakfast. I think about eating breakfast together. Talk about it. Read a proverb in the morning if it works out. That was our goal at homeschooling. We did it, I think, probably not that many times. It just didn't work out because I had to leave before they wanted to get up. But I'm saying work something out. We usually do it in the evening when we sat together. That was one thing that impressed me about Hannah Souter. For you that don't know her, she's sitting right over there. I mean, not her, but her family. Because somebody told me, she said, they said, you know, the Souter family is always reading the Bible. They're always talking about the Bible. I said, that's awesome. It's exactly what the Bible says to do. It's what Moses said to do. Talk about when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way. How can we do that when we walk by the way? Think of Scripture. Teach it to... I don't know. I don't know if it counts to listening to or watching. The kids jumped in the van and said, Grandpa, can we watch a movie? I said, sure, it's got to be a Bible story. So we plugged on Daniel. Put in Daniel. We listened to Daniel on the way from home to church. Is that a good thing? I don't know. It's the best I could do. Well... I mean, I don't know. It was the best I could do. I think, yeah, that's the best I could do. That's a great story. I love Daniel. I think, oh, Daniel, man. When you go by the way, of course, we don't walk, we drive. When they lie us down. Last night we read a Bible story before we went to bed. What did I read? I was so tired. You know, I was blinking and I was trying to stay awake. And finally I said, Brielle, you read Brielle, you read now. Brielle just took off reading. I fell asleep. It was great. Well, so we were lying down. Okay, talk about when you rise up, when you get up. And listen, I think that's part of showing our love for God. It's just listening to God's word and then sharing it with those around us. You know, but what, you know what's interesting? And I will say this. And you help me out with this. It's interesting to me, because did my mom and dad, and did Ricky's mom? I don't know about Ricky's mom and dad, but I know. Listen, our generation, my generation, when we grew up, our parents didn't push the word too much on us. They read it and so on, but they didn't talk to us like I'm talking to now. It seemed like they just lived it. I don't know. That's just an interesting phenomenon to me. You know, Dad, when we were driving in the old Scout, driving, you know, down the dusty roads and dust, you know, dusty roads and dust, you know, oh, man, I'm choking thinking of it. Driving down those dusty roads, you know, Dad didn't say, hey, what's Deuteronomy 6? Deuteronomy 6:6. Let's talk about Deuteronomy 6. Let's talk about it as we drive them down the road. Didn't do so much of that, but boy, they just lived it, which is impressive to me. So what's more important, talking about it or living it? It's probably living it. But I'm just maybe just saying what God's Word says. So we do want to live it and we want to talk about it, don't we? Anyway, okay. Wow. good scripture. And thanks for listening.
Tying the scriptures together, what I heard this afternoon was to sit at Jesus' feet, right? Deuteronomy 6, Mary, sit at his feet. We heard some practical ways how we can just sit at his feet. And then we learned how to share. Mary shared everything she had with her gift to Jesus. Martha was an example of sharing through service. Ken preached this morning about who can you help? Who can you share? To sit and to share. Let's sing together.
Father God, even as we just sang, what a salvation that Christ lives in me. We're thankful, Lord, for this reminder again today, as we've been reminded of so many good things from your word and so many things that are so important in our lives and how we use it and how we apply it. But above all this, we think, just help us to be grateful, even as we've just celebrated Thanksgiving, as we look forward to this Christmas season, and as we stop and pause and think about blessings in life. We are thankful, Lord, for physical blessings and health and all these things we have, and family and friends, and yet, even above this, we're thankful that Thou art God, and that we have been chosen, we've been created by Thy almighty hand. And we pray, Lord, just help us to really realize the one thing that is needful, and that is to know You, to worship You, to praise You through this life. We pray, Lord, help us to, even in the busyness of life around us, when we get, like Martha, to be busy serving or doing things, and they're good things, whether it's for our families, for our neighbors. We've been reminded today there's those that need help, and we've been called to be Your hands and feet on this earth, and yet we also need that time, Lord, to draw strength from You, to spend time together, to go to the garden alone, and to sit at Your feet. So help us, Lord, throughout each day, just to have our priorities right, to love well and to live well each day by Your grace, and we're thankful for Your mercy, Lord. We need it, and we just pray continue to help us, each one, as we go forward and leave this place today. Thanks for time to come together and worship, and thanks for the reminders we've had today. Bless those that have spoken the word, and bless our day as we go on. Protect and watch over us, those that are traveling, and just be with us through this week ahead, we ask. In the name of our Savior, Jesus, amen.